business. No film in that camera, you notice. Sorry, folks, we didn't realize we were going to come out here before this was all organized.
My old fun meter is just going zzz, 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 zzz. I'll tell you, we're hitting some high spots today, and one of the highest is just about to come up. Stan mentioned this album. Here it is, right here. I got Bill to sign it a few years ago, and then I'm going to get Jim to sign it today. High on the Mountain, 1962.
50 years ago. Have you ever played it?
Yes. I played track one on the 9th of February this year. I played track four January 5th, 06, and February 9th, 12. And then I played track one on the B-side September 4th, 08.
Well, I guess that money we sent you really paid off.
And I just want to tell you, I told Bill how much I paid for this thing. He said, what?
Yeah.
$50.
Whoa.
At Phonolux in Nashville. Worth every penny.
Thank you.
It's got a B-side. Records these don't have
B-side? That's a B-side.
That's right. There was an early shipment of that record, and I opened up the record, and inside was a Gene Redpath record.
Oh, a bonus.
Well, ours wasn't in there at all.
Oh. You got cheated.
I thought my voice had changed.
No.
Very well. Can't hear me, please, please.
Number seven is not picking up Bill's banjo. Oh, here we go. It's a banjo, Bill. Come on. You'd think after all these years you'd know. Well, whenever they're ready to start, they'll start.
Okay.
There's nothing else I can say. Woo!